Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Took a couple ones on the chin last night. Your Heat got smoked by the Timberwolves, 122-94. Panthers, they started off their road trip, and they fell to the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-1. That's okay. They're back at it on Thursday. Very busy sports night on Thursday night. The Panthers will be taking on the Canadiens at 7 o'clock. We talked to the voice of your Florida Panthers on the television broadcast alongside Randy Muller. They do an excellent job. Steve Goldie Goldstein joining us there. Steve, appreciate the time, man. How are you?
So hang on a second. Hey, Coach Harbaugh, come here. Hey, John. Okay, I'm with you now. I'm sorry.
Do you remember, Steve, the last Harbaugh pursuit? Do you remember how weird that was?
You know, it's funny because I was working that day for CBS, you know, Miami, Channel 4. I worked part-time. And I was actually staked out on, 30, right? Southwest 30th off University, yeah. The old training facility, when the helicopter came in.
Oh, man.
So, yes, I remember it.
That was something. This loss last night, you know, they're coming off an excellent loss against the Avalanche. Last night, you know, it was a tough one. And not as angry as I've heard Paul Maurice, or perturbed as I've heard Paul Maurice after the game, what did you make of the performance and Paul's reaction to it?
Yeah, agree. You know, he's got such a good finger on the pulse. Look, this is new for everybody. I mean, you know, how many teams repeat, go back-to-back and three straight times getting there? So, you know, he's basically had the foot off the gas as far as really getting on guys because he understands the situation. And, you know, last night you got an inordinate. You're up to seven guys out of the lineup without Jones. You know, and you can live with three or four. You start getting over five and six players out. It's really tough. It's, you know, it's like 40% of your team. But last night annoyed him because I thought, and obviously I'm assuming he thought, they really weren't ready to play the game. You know, Toronto had been playing well. It's a rival. It's starting a road trip. It's coming off, you know, a real big win over Colorado. And, you know, they just didn't play the way they didn't look the way they're supposed to look. He can live with losses, but it's got to look the way it's supposed to look. And, you know, Toronto was the better team in the effort level as far as the 50-50 battles. They won more of them. They had the better legs. So there's, you know, I trust the guy so completely as a head coach because he's done everything right since he stepped foot in South Florida, and he's got a great knack and his finger on the pulse of when to push, when to kind of say, hey, guys, not acceptable, and when to kind of, you know, just back off, which he has most of this season.
Yeah, and it's also a tough thing because it's like you earn that trust after, I mean, three straight trips to the Stanley Cup final. So it's hard ever when to know when, like, to worry as a fan or to just be like, well, they're the champs. Like, you got to just accept that. Like, how do you ride the wave of that? Because, like, you can only take so many. Even Marchand getting banged up last night. Like, you can only take so many where you're like, are they going to be able to dig out of this?
Right. Well, you know, the key is, you know, before last night, you felt pretty good. Half a season, you're on a 94-point pace, you know, without your guys. Hopefully those guys are coming back. And you're feeling like you're in pretty good shape. I mean, 3 years ago at this time, they were 9 points back. So, you know, that was before the game last night. You would have liked to get the win last night and start the road trip with a victory. But, you know, I just look at it personally as it is what it is. I mean, nobody has ever played. It's uncharted territories because no team has ever played as much hockey as these guys have right. Over the last 3 years. It's never happened. And then you go, and not only do you lose a ridiculous number of guys, but you lose the guy that, you know, if I'm starting, I know Connor McDavid, Nate McKinnon, Alexander Barkov's the one that's won the last two cups. So, you know, arguably, if you're starting a team in the league, the guy you're taking isn't even playing. So it's not just all role players that they're missing, Barkov and Tkachuk. So I thought they managed it pretty well. It's a matter of just kind of surviving, keep your head above water. And I think they've got a pretty good confidence that after the Olympic break, when they get most of their people back, you know, it's a team that, okay, if we're, you know, within 3 points or 4 points of a playoff spot, we're in pretty good shape. And as you know, it doesn't matter where they finish this particular team. In fact, in some ways, I think they'd rather finish lower and actually start on the road because they've had so much road success in the playoffs. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens tomorrow night. Montreal's a team that's kind of had their number for whatever reason, even though they kind of had the game won. when they played a couple weeks ago at home. Yeah, and they let it get away.
Crazy.
A crazy game.
I was happy to see Tarasov bounce back the way that he did, though, because that was incredible against Colorado. Because he had a shutout in hand, like, basically against the Canadiens, and it just slipped away.
Could not agree with you more in that second goal, the miscommunication behind the net. Could not agree with you more. And for a guy like him to come back against the Avalanche and play the way he did, and he's got MacKinnon on the breakaway with 3 seconds left, I thought that was big. Since mid-October, they're 10-2-1 following a regulation loss. So they don't let things linger. They have a unique ability to snap right back. So I'm real curious to see how they come out tomorrow night.
So Matthew Tkachuk spoke this weekend, and he said he kind of alluded to maybe the end of the road trip, but I saw on your Twitter yesterday that he's out of the non-contact jersey. What's the buzz? Is there any chance it's early on the road trip? What do you think is the feel of when Tkachuk will be back?
Well, you know me. I'm like every other fan. Okay, you lost the game last night. if you don't win tomorrow, get him in there on Saturday. You know, it's funny because it's a weird road trip, Tobin. It's, you know, the first part of it ends with game 4 in Buffalo on Monday. Then they've got 3 days off, and then the road trip kind of continues on Friday and Saturday. So, look, if he doesn't play in the next 3 games, you're really giving them like an extra 4 days off. They may elect to do that. I'm kind of joking. I don't think any results over the next 72 hours determine whether he plays either Saturday or Monday, or they wait until the following week. But, you know, the great news is it appears to be imminent that he will be back at some point very soon in the next handful of games.
And what do you think they're going to be missed? Obviously, he's great, but it's we haven't seen him since game 6. So, like, what do you think that's going to just bring to them as a whole as far as balancing out the roster and obviously just the attitude that he brings?
Yeah, I think those two things are huge. He does those two things. And, you know, remember, we hadn't seen him in a long time before game 1 in Tampa last April. And what does he come in? You know, he bangs in 2 power play goals, wasn't even probably close to 100%, didn't play very much, 5-on-5, and the guy just had a huge impact. And whatever percentage he was in the playoffs, he was at a point a game during the playoffs in need of surgery. So I think it's going to be a huge factor, you know, on the power play, which right now without Jones and without Barkov and Tkachuk has struggled a bit of late. He brings the stuff you talked about, and we also have to remember, you know, with all the stuff around his persona, which is a big part of it, the guy's a legit point-a-game guy or more. And to me, I'm fascinated because I think it's really the first time he's healthy since his first year as a Panther. Remember, he took the hit from Kolesar in the 23 final. Remember, he needed his brother to help him get out of bed to even play game 4 and get – he needed help getting the skates on him. And the guy is just a true warrior and a gamer. And – you know, he was never really healthy, I don't think 100% since. So I think it's going to be a huge factor, and I just hope that as he comes back, no one else leaves the lineup. That's my hope.
Do you think, like, in all honesty, like, I understand he's so American. Matthew Tkachuk brushes his teeth with a bald eagle. Like, he is Mr. America. Is there any nerves about letting him go to the Olympics just because, and I know he's so private with it, but just, hey, like you said, this may be the first time they've had him fully, fully healthy, and now he's leaving your team.
Look, Tobin, you know, me, I'm a little old school on it. I don't care when guys play preseason football. We saw Barkov on day 1 get hurt in a drill with no contact. Anybody can get hurt anytime. You know, first of all, it's kind of a moot point because he's playing, and all these guys, if they can go, they're putting on the jersey for their country, whether we like it or not. In a perfect world, the only hockey that anybody would play, or the only games that any athlete in any sport would play, would be the ones for your team. But, you know, that's just not reality. So, you know, he's going to the Olympics. I think it's great as a hockey fan. And, you know, obviously, like you, we all root for the USA. Him and his brother being there is going to be awesome. And you hope he comes out of it and he's even in better shape. I don't know if he can gain any more confidence, but comes back a confident player like the rest of them. And he's ready to go. Look, this was a big topic last year in that Four Nations.
Yeah.
And not only did all those guys go and play, but Matthew actually got hurt and was out. And they still won the Stanley Cup. which is incredible.
On the Olympic topic, I felt terrible for Bennett. He seemed really bummed that he didn't make the roster. What the hell? How does the Conn Smythe Trophy winner not make the Canadian roster?
I mean, look, to me, it's silly. He was a big factor in them winning the Four Nations. And what did he do after that? Scored the most road playoff goals in the history of the NHL and in the playoffs. And as you said, won the Conn Smythe. So I don't get it. That guy's on my team, you know, 7 days a week, 24/7. You could read between the lines. You know, there's a few guys in the Lightning that made it. John Cooper is the coach. You know, if you're in his shoes, and we're not, so we disagree with it, but if you're in his shoes, you know, he's won with Anthony Cirelli and those guys, so he wanted those guys. And, you know, I'm not disparaging any other player. Nick Suzuki's having a terrific season for Montreal, but, you know, Team Canada made its choice. If it's me, I'm with you. That guy's on my team 24/7, 365. He did say yesterday, it was kind of unknown whether or not he was one of the alternates. So he did say yesterday in the locker room after the morning skate that he did get a text that he is an alternate. So there's still a chance he ends up going, because, as you know, there's still a month to go. And unfortunately, the way this sport is, you know, each team's probably going to have a couple injuries.
Because I immediately went where I think a lot of people went, is like, this feels like a petty maneuver by Lightning Panther bleeding into the Canadian national team. Because, goalie, like, when you're doing a Lightning game now, do you just expect, first of all, who the hell are they bringing up? And are you just expecting Royal Rumble every time that these teams square off?
You mean Oglethorpe from Flash Shop is being called? I mean, yeah, that Scott Sabourin thing of just calling guys up on game day. I don't really know what Tampa's trying to accomplish, except maybe the Panthers just so in their head from not only eliminating them the last 2 years, but, you know, some of the games were close, but winning 8 out of 10 is 8 out of 10. Both series only went 5 games. It is what it is. You know, I will say this. Before the Four Nations last year, you know, I spoke to John Cooper, and, you know, he told me, like, face-to-face, like, you know, he loves Sam Bennett, and he wants Sam Bennett on his team. He needs Sam Bennett on that team. So this is not just a flat-out case of John Cooper saying, I don't like that guy, I don't want him on my team, because last year he did want him on the Four Nations, and they did win it. So I'm not sure, you know, there's a GM, he's only the coach, everybody has a say. I'm guessing the coach gets to pick a certain number of players, you know, that he definitely wants. There's a cap on that. And you had some other guys like Suzuki who are having good seasons. So I'm guessing it was kind of a numbers game. It would be great for the rivalry, as if we need any more in the rivalry, if John Cooper was shunning him. I really don't think that's the case.
Talking to Steve Goldstein, and you guys can catch him tomorrow on Randy Moeller as they broadcast Panthers and Canadiens, of course, as they continue their road trip. Before we get you out of here, Goldie, just getting back to Barkey. Matthew Tkachuk said he's a freak in the rehab. He was telling Eric Spoelstra back in training, I'm going to be back in 5 months. Have you seen him walking around? Is there any buzz on a freak recovery from Barkov? Anything on that at all?
Well, I was surprised at the Winter Classic practice on New Year's Day when he was out there. Now, he wasn't in uniform. He had the big, huge brace on his leg and on his knee. But he was on skates 3 months after reconstructive knee surgery. So it is encouraging. Look, this is such a wild card because, as you know, number one, from the team standpoint, the league has changed the rules. I'm sure you know this. You cannot be over the salary cap anymore in the playoffs. So if you're the Panthers and, you know, the trading deadline is literally 2 months away, do you make the determination that he can't come back and use his money? Do you make sure you save it? I think he's probably earned that.
Right.
If you know he's coming back for the first round, then you definitely don't use his money. If he, you know, under the cap, if he can't come back until, and I think kind of the latest or the average one was maybe the third round of the playoffs. Well, you got to first get to the third round of the playoffs in order for him to come back. So I think it's anywhere, honestly, from the end of the regular season, which is in April, to maybe the middle of May, and that was always the timetable. It's like a 6-week window, and obviously it makes a huge difference if he can play in the regular season, especially if you need those games to make the playoffs. So, you know, it's up in the air. They got to make a lot of decisions on it. But yes, there's no doubt. If anybody can come back quicker, it's him. The guy is in incredible shape. And you know, 24/7, all he's doing, whether it's on the ice, in the gym, resting, whatever it is, all he's doing is the best that he could possibly do to come back as soon as he can. We definitely know that.
I love the grainy videos of him at a park, just seeming like he's doing like Tai Chi on his knee, just to whatever he can.
People are stalking him around South Florida. Like, where was that? Was that up in Boca at a park? I don't even know.
I think so. It's on Panthers Reddit. Like, you just go and check it out. You can see all the grainy stalking photos of Barkey. Goldie, appreciate the time. Have a great broadcast and safe travels.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. See you soon.
There you go. Steve Goldie Goldstein. Go check him out. Randy Moeller tomorrow. Panthers and Canadiens. They obviously do a fantastic job. Of course, your home of the Panthers right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay do a great job on the radio. The Cats will be back tomorrow taking on